Today is Earth Day, and President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry each delivered a speech on the environment. Senator Kerry was in Houston, a city in Mr. Bush's home state with a smog problem ranked among the worst in the nation. The president was in John Kerry's New England, touring a coastal wetlands reserve in Maine. Mr. Bush promoted environmental policies he says will mean cleaner air and water and give industries needed flexibility. NPR's Don Gagne has this report from Wells, Maine.
At the Wells National Research Reserve, a historic 1,600-acre farm on the Atlantic coast featuring a mix of forests, fields, wetlands, and beaches, the president looked back over more than three decades of environmental improvement.
In the years since Earth Day was established, America has made great strides in honoring the ideal of conservation and living by high standards of stewardship.
The president, speaking at a site just a few miles from his parents' summer home in Kennebunkport, said his administration is continuing the effort and making tremendous progress.
My administration has put in place some of the most important anti-pollution policies in a decade. Policies that have reduced harmful emissions, reclaimed brownfields, cut phosphorus releases into our rivers and streams. Since 2001, the condition of America's land, air, and water has improved.
But there are many who argue that that last statement is only true because the full impact of Bush environmental policies hasn't been felt yet. More than 200 protesters gathered near the country road that leads to the reserve where the president was speaking. They carried signs and some dressed in costumes. Two men wore tall Abraham Lincoln-style top hats made to look like dirty smokestacks. Another was dressed as a deformed fish. Environmentalists complain that the president's policies put commerce and industry ahead of clean air and water, thus weakening anti-pollution regulations. Some called it ironic that he chose Maine to give his Earth Day speech, given that the area bears the brunt of wind-borne pollutants from U.S. factories located as far away as the Ohio Valley, and much of this very coastal region is officially below the EPA's smog standards. Grandmother of six, Suzanne Hetrick, from nearby Nobleboro, Maine, says the president's policies are far too pro-industry, threatening the state.
Mercury emissions, the Maine is the tailpipe of, you know, of the industrial effluence that's coming up from the Midwest. We have some of the highest ozone readings in the country right here at Kennebunkport, where the Walker Point is and the Bush Estate is, and up on, you know, in our beautiful mountains. And our lakes are poisoned with acid rain. And, you know, I mean, you could go on and on and on.
In Houston, Texas this afternoon, Senator John Kerry was presenting a picture of the state of the nation's environment that ran counter to the president's.
Superfund sites. They're cleaning them at half the rate that we were cleaning them under Bill Clinton. Why? Did any American write and say, slow down the rate at which we take the toxics out of our water? Did any American write and say, we like living next to these Superfund sites where our kids may get cancer? You'd think if we were being responsible, we'd be speeding up the rate at which we're doing it. And when I'm president, we're going to reauthorize Superfund, and we're going to hold polluters accountable for the pollution that they make.
Meanwhile, the president's schedule has him focusing on the environment again tomorrow. He'll travel to Florida, where he'll visit the Everglades and talk about incentives to preserve wetlands, demonstrating that Mr. Bush is not planning to cede this issue to Democrats, despite the strong criticism he receives. Polls suggest the environment is not a top concern among voters right now. The economy and the war dominate, no surprise there, but a new Gallup poll shows the majority do feel the government is doing too little to protect the environment, and that people believe things are getting worse, not better. Don Gagne, NPR News, Wells, Maine.